How do you handle that experience objection, that experience question? Do you have experience working in our industry? Do you have 5 years litigation experience? You're going to come across it. This is Dov Gordon from dovgordon.net, and I want to help you understand how to handle that once and for all. I was just coaching a client who is a mediator, starting her own mediation business, and we're working to build a consistent, predictable flow of leads, quality leads for her business, so that she can have a business that where she has more leads than she has time to manage them, and that will give her the kind of lifestyle that she wants. So, what we talked about is a very commonly for mediators is that they get referrals from judges. So we want to reach out to some judges so she can begin to build a relationship with judges. And the best way to do that is not to call them up and tell them how good you are as a mediator, but it's to call them up and find out what do you look for in a mediator. Begin to build a relationship, not by talking about yourself, but by learning about them. So I spelled out three questions. Ask these three questions. Number one, ask is what is it that you look for in a mediator that makes you comfortable introducing them to people who need mediation? What do you look for in a mediator? And listen to their answers. Well, I may look for this or that and so on. Excellent. Next question is, well, what have you seen in some mediators that made you decide I'm never sending them anybody? You also want to know what they don't want, and that question helps you uncover what they don't want. And the third thing you want to say is, well, judge, if you came to see that I have the qualities that you said you do like, the answers to the first question, and I don't have the qualities you said you don't like, the answers to the second question, is there anything else that would prevent us from getting started on a client? Is there anything else that prevent you from introducing me to somebody in the next few weeks? And that's a very simple process of going forward, just to begin a relationship with somebody. Sounds very good, but my client raised a question. Well, here's my fear, she said. What if the judge says, well, what I look for is someone who has at least 5 years of litigation experience. I don't have that 5 years of litigation experience. What do I do? How, you know, I'm afraid of that question. Many of us have questions that we're afraid to hear. So the answer, the way to handle that is by recognizing what the judge is really saying. When the judge says, I want someone who has 5 years of litigation experience, what is he really saying? He's really saying, I need to feel comfortable and confident that anybody I'm going to refer to will be able to do a good job. One way I decide that, whether they have that ability is if they have at least 5 years experience. In my mind, essentially he's saying, I feel that if you have 5 years experience, you should be able to get the job done. You should be able to do a good job. So what you need to say to the judge, you say, well, so what, judge, my understanding, I don't have 5 years of litigation experience. I'm coming at this with a different life experience. Nevertheless, I feel that I have what it takes, and I have a good track record. My question for you then is this. If I could somehow, when you talk about 5 years experience, I'm assuming it's because in your mind, 5 years experience means this person should be able to get the job done. They should be able to do a good job. Is that right? Yeah, right. So if I was able to help you feel comfortable and confident about me and my abilities some other way, can I still be in the game? Could we still talk about how I can get some introduction from you in the coming weeks as it comes up? Yeah, that's how you handle it. You handle it by recognizing it that they're taking a position about, for example, 5 years experience or whatever they're taking a position about, but their underlying interest is they need to feel comfortable and confident in whoever they're going to introduce you to. So this is Dov Gordon, dovgordon.net. And if you're not a regular listener, regular subscriber, take advantage on the side. And in November 2011, we're going to be doing a whole series of free teleseminars, and I urge you to take advantage of that ahead of our upcoming program, a 6-month group coaching program called Plenty of Customers. And in this 6-month program, we're going to walk you through a process where you're going to step by step build a marketing and selling system that will bring you a steady, consistent, predictable flow of new customers and clients. And we deal with from the beginning through to the end so that it's simple step by step. Dov Gordon from dovgordon.net.